Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Paulus, and I wanted to talk today about a subject which is kind of cosmic. It has to do with the vibrations and sounds and the frequencies that exist in the world and in the cosmos, because there is such an amazing energy field going on that radiates forth in cosmic energy fields. I am in music. I love music. I like writing music. I like writing words that go to music, and I meditate every morning. I get up and I go outside before around maybe sometimes 3:30, 3:45, and I look up at the stars. And if you really just stare at the stars, there's a certain energy you can feel. It's the magic you can feel, but there's more. You know, it's before the birds are up, and it's pretty quiet time before dawn. And yet there's still this unheard energy that reverberates in me. And because of that, I did a new album called Love Conquers All, really, that talks on some of the pieces about this. I wrote a piece called All of Life is a Hymn to Love. And when I wrote it, there were people who went, well, all of life, come on, you know, really, there's war, there's disease, there's people shooting kids. How can that be? And this is a very deep subject that gets to be very difficult if you don't understand unconditional love. And I guess it goes even more into the power of God and what is going on in the world and the cosmos as well. It even can encompass Buddhism and the idea of form and emptiness, and emptiness and form. And looking into emptiness, as I have, because I'm a Buddhist and I'm a mystical Christian as well. So I have taken my precepts, and I took my precepts back in 1986 at Genjo-ji, Sonoma Mountain Zen Center. So I being a Christian, I have a different way of looking at Buddhism. But one of the things I do love about Buddhism is they allow you to be a Christian, and they even have, at the Zen Center I belong to, they have priests have come in and talked. And I have studied His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And some people say, well, you know, in Buddhism there's no God. But I had a chance to ask questions from His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and he does not say that. He does not say there is no God. Now, I do understand. Some people have a problem with the word God. And I, in all humbleness, say, if you have a problem with the word God, I'm sorry. Religions and what has been done in the name of religions has really been difficult for a lot of people. But if you do have a problem with the word God, consider love. Consider unconditional love. Consider creation and the force of creation and the universe. It's all interchangeable. And indeed, even in Buddhism, the power of nothing, no thing, emptiness, even contains that energy behind the energy. Because if there's no thing, is there energy, right? Well, if there is no thing, how is no thing and nothing held? It's a space, and there's a space beyond the space in my experiences with meditation and enlightenment and the morning star, which Buddha became enlightened by. That star, the enlightened star, was also the power of the star that brought the energy of Christ to earth, in my opinion. And if you can connect with that energy of the morning star and the light behind the light, which you can do if you go deeply, deeply, deeply into your own consciousness, super consciousness, cosmic consciousness. And if you're silent, really silent there it's still. This amazing energy frequency that is present. And many people talk about experiencing that sound. Sometimes they say it sounds like a bee or a hum. Maybe it's the cosmic om or om of the universe, the sound that is behind creation. And in that is that hymn of love I'm talking about. That frequency, that energy, that dynamic power that resonates in the planets, in the stars, in the cosmos. NASA has done many recordings, and with their probes, they've been able to record the sounds of the different planets. And of course, there's been some amazing recordings that have been done and conceptualized what the planets would sound like. It has fascinated people for all time, really. When they looked up at the stars throughout time, there has been this wonder that happens when you look at the stars and wonder, is there life out there? Is there some other dimension? And I believe there is. Many people believe there is, and there's, you know, I'm not going to go into all of that right now because then we could go into life in the universe. But I did write this morning. If you listen in silence, you may hear the sound of creation playing with the music of the spheres. These heavenly sounds throughout the cosmos are found in the stars that are in tune with the frequency so profound. And the earth reverberates in the ocean's waves and the wind that plays as the sound of life displays echoes throughout time and space. If you listen to the symphony of life, you just might be hypnotized by what you find. The song of the birds in flight, the rippling waters from the streams that sing, the geckos that cry at night, all these amazing sounds of life. As nature plays with colors of light, we are also instruments that write part of that hymn of love we find in creation's music, so divine. So let's go into ourselves. Let's take some deep, clearing breaths and let the outside world just fade away and look within and call in the light as we breathe deeply in. And hold our breaths and pause, and now release our breath and breathe out. Breathing out and pausing and breathing in again. Ah, how nice this wonderful feeling of just being in the presence. And feeling your head and being aware as you scan your eyes and your ears and your nose and your mouth and your tongue, circulating light and energy through all parts of your head area, looking into that third eye chakra with the colors there that dance, could be violet light, so bright, and breathing in again and feeling your neck and that wonderful feeling as you release any tension in your neck and feel that blue energy of your throat chakra, the creative source that has its own sound that it carries. And again, breathing into your heart chakra, that lovely green energy. Allow your heart to open and feel that frequency and hum to the sound of that love present in your heart chakra. The there, that just release your tension and go with a sigh. Feel how good that feels. And allow yourself to expand in that wonderful healing sound, that frequency within the heart. Feel it. Let it do its wonderful work there, bringing love into that heart of hearts. And breathe deeply and go into your third chakra, that beautiful golden chakra, and call in the light, Anahu, Anahu. And let that energy spin round in the kidneys and the liver, the pancreas and the stomach, all vibrating with that wonderful light sound of Hu. And down to your second chakra, that lovely chakra in your emotional center, and let the healing, beautiful peach color golden light radiate through. Feel that energy present there, just releasing any tension and emotions, and let that whole light-filled area feel good. And breathe into the base of the spine and be aware of your root chakra, that lovely ruby red energy. It's the Om sound there, just Om. Let that energy reverberate through your lovely root chakra, letting go of any fear, any past energy that needs to be released. Om there, and allow that energy to go on through your thighs, and feel the cells in the thighs completely sending energy to your knees and to your lovely calves and down to your ankles and your feet. And now let that energy completely surround your whole auric field and send a light 6 feet above you, 6 feet below you, 6 feet on either side of you and in front and in back of you. And now you're in a lovely frequency of light and beauty and protected. And allow yourself now to go into that soul space and find that place there within your soul. You have a sound that resonates in your soul. You have your own frequency of energy, your tone. You are born with your own tone. Be still and ask your soul to resonate your tone, your sound throughout your very being, energizing you, rejuvenating you, restoring you, redeeming you. Allow this beautiful energy to radiate through all of your body, your mind, your emotions, your soul. And allow that soul energy to connect you to the source of all sound, all light, all creation. You are alive in the light and the love of all creation right now. And from that source and that energy field, allow yourself to listen. What would the sound of the cosmos radiating forth and the frequencies of the planets and the stars, the music of the spheres sound like? Be in tune, in harmony with that wonderful frequency of the energy of the spheres, and allow it to sing to you, to heal you, to tune you, to the one sound of all life. Breathe it in and allow it to slowly come back through all of your energy fields and your soul to your mind and your heart and your emotions and to your body, aligning you all to that wonderful universal sound. Breathe it in, absorb it, become it. Let yourself resonate with that energy. And now, slowly come back out of the meditation and feel how good you feel when you allow that energy field, that hymn of all life, that hymn of love, to be alive in you right here and right now. I'm going to play you a piece called A Hymn to Love. All of life is a hymn to love. God bless you, and may you always resonate in tune with the one sound in the universe. Listening to the symphony of life, you can hear God's heartbeat alive in each blessed breath of light. That love feeds the presence here, in tune with the pulse of humanity, with radiant frequencies so clear. If you listen, you can hear the music of the spheres alive in this energy throughout the universe as it appears. You can hear the heartbeat of spirit as it dances with dark and light. Each star's song is alive with its own destiny alive. The Lord answers our prayers, although sometimes it's hard to tell. But if we rest our head upon his chest, we may hear the heartbeat of love there, and brilliant symphonies of life sounds. Sweet callings of each breath merge with the harmony of the universe as that song of life infinitely plays. That blessed source of energy as it speaks freely in the heartbeat of the symphony of sounds. Alive in us as the music that is a hymn of love. The language of spirit speaks in universal codes that resonate in our very being, alive in our souls. Stop and listen. Find that right key that opens the door to the universal mysteries. Commune with that spirit, that spark of the divine. Let it bless your life with the nectar from the holy vine. That music that lifts you to hear the magical symphony of the cosmic spheres. The language of spirit, spoken in such a way, from the source of all energy, its message is conveyed. Speak from that spirit. Honor its songs. Let it communicate its light from the One. Share the inspiration from the conductor above, who directs those instruments, with that spirit that's a hymn to love.
All of life. is a hymn to love. And all of love is a gift from above. When the angels sing songs that ring in our souls, all of life is a gift to be. Is a hymn to the love from above. We are all children dancing in light's giving to love. Just love.